This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, I'm excited to have Dr. Janice Buenafe from Key Laser Center from Cosmetic Regenerative Medicine located in Portland, Oregon. She's on the show to speak about bioidentical hormone therapy. Dr. Buenafe, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is exactly bioidentical hormone replacement and what does it treat?
Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is a therapy where we replace hormones that are typically lost with aging, as you might see in a woman going through menopause or in men who have what's known as either low T or andropause. And bioidentical hormone implies that the hormones that we replace are on the molecular level identical to what the human body naturally produces.
And that certainly does explain that. Now, what are the benefits of BHRT, and does this therapy have any side effects as well?
So the benefits for BHRT can be many, and BHRT, bioidentical hormone replacement, has found that it can help protect bones, where many studies found that estrogen and testosterone have benefits for protecting or preventing bone loss. It may help improve energy levels. It can also help decrease hot flashes, night sweats, and improve sleep, especially in menopausal women. And it may also improve libido or sex drive, reduce vaginal dryness. Those are many of the improvements that people experience.
And tell us, what are bioidentical hormones made of?
The bioidentical hormones that I use are typically in a pellet form, and the pellets are of compressed pure testosterone and estrogen. And these are typically plant-derived, either from yams or from soy plants.
Today we are briefly speaking with Dr. Janice Buenafe from Key Laser Center for Cosmetic Regenerative Medicine in Portland, Oregon, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Therapy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Buenafe, what makes a person a good candidate for BHRT?
That's a really good question. So it's hard to describe who the perfect candidate is, in that many times people have natural decline in their hormones slowly as we age, and they may not even realize it until the hormone loss is so significant that they might start to notice symptoms. And the people who are candidates are people who are typically experiencing common symptoms like difficulty sleeping, muscle joint pain, decreased muscle strength, inability to lose weight, even if they are eating well, even if they're exercising, people gaining weight many times around the midsection, people feeling very anxious, moody, depressed, having reduced mental focus. And so people will typically start to experience these symptoms later in life and then realize, okay, there's something wrong. And then we know if they're truly a good candidate when they're experiencing these symptoms, and we get blood work to specifically see where their hormone levels are, and then taking a really good history to find out what's going on in their life, if there are other diseases that might be going on that's contributing to this, or if this is really looking like a hormonal picture.
And lastly, what is the treatment like and how long does it take to see optimal results? I'm sure that's one of the big questions most listeners would have.
Yeah. So the treatment picture typically is that pellet therapy is delivered, and that is a pellet that is introduced into the fat of the buttocks. And for women, the pellet therapy typically is done once every 3 to 4 months, and for men, typically once every 5 to 6 months. And people typically start to feel the improvement of the symptoms within 3 days to a week. And so usually within 3 days to a week and out as far as 3 to 4 months for women, and then as far out as for 5 to 6 months for men is when the pellet therapy is for one cycle. And usually men will need 2 treatments in a year, women 3 to 4 treatments in a year.
Certainly interesting, and it has been more than a pleasure to have had you join us here today. I know you're busy, but definitely appreciate your time. Where can listeners get more information on your practice there in Portland, Oregon?
Absolutely. If you are interested in learning more about hormone therapy, I would love to hear from you, speak to you, see you as a patient. We are at the Key Laser Institute for Aesthetic Medicine. Our phone number is 503-291-1953.
Dr. Buenafe, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Janice Buenafe from Key Laser Center for Cosmetic Regenerative Medicine in Portland, Oregon. And to learn more, simply visit KeyLaserInstitute.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.